following broadcast may result in feelings such as the want to be a Karen, undeniable offendedness, and the sudden urge to search for a safe place. If you experience any of those feelings during this broadcast, well, I really don't care, because here we discuss just about everything. From the nastiest of sex, to politics, to religion, down to that one-night stand that just won't leave you alone, all the way up to that relationship you've been in for 10 years and still can't figure it out. No topic is too messy. So, if you're that family member that gets invited to social gatherings and told to behave, this is the place for you. Sit back, relax, grab a drink, and welcome to Kate Unfiltered. What is up, guys? It's your girl, Kate, here, and welcome to episode 2 of Kate Unfiltered. We are getting into all the scandalous things today, and I'm super excited to touch on some topics that I think a lot of you have wanted to talk about, maybe with yourself, maybe with a spouse, but you just seem a little too scared to do that. So let's dive right into it. Fake orgasms, guys. Ladies, I'm very specifically talking to you right now. We need to stop. Got to put an end to it. Got to finally just shut that shit down, because it is officially a disservice not only to your fellow female, but to the men out here, okay? To the King Kong schlong swingers, to the two-inchers. We gotta help them out, okay? So let's talk about why women do this, okay? Why do we fake the orgasm? Well, to be totally honest with you, for the men that are unaware, sometimes the dick just be that bad that it's easier for us just to say, you know what? I watch enough porn at this point to make these sounds, make him feel good about himself, and then exit. Like that to us, it may just be that beyond fixing, that it's just easier for us to pretend, put on that Emmy Award-winning behavior, performance, and then just go on our way. But I get it. It creates this question of, well, how are we supposed to improve if you don't tell us? And guys, obviously, especially if this is a one-night stand situation, I went to the bar with a goal, met that goal, not really for us, and then left. If you're just a stranger, for us, it doesn't really seem like it's worth it to hurt the ego or to sit there and have to walk you through it. Like, we went with a goal. We are likely drunk, or if we're not drunk, we're coherent to how bad this is. And we're just sitting here like, you know, this just isn't worth my effort and my time right now. So I'm just going to, and then I'm going to go. But ladies, let's be real. Especially to my ladies right now having casual sex. I'm talking friends with benefits, no strings attached, just thunder buddies for life, okay? Maybe not for life, maybe for the next 3 to 6 months. But you guys are casually screwing. Take this opportunity, both of you. This goes for men and women. Take this opportunity to sexually grow. Take this time to evolve your sexual prowess and expertise. You have someone right now that is perfectly fine with you using their genitalia, but y'all are just chill. There's no strings attached. There's no emotions involved. It's just, we got needs. Let's help each other out. Help each other out. Do that. Utilize that. Don't just do it to get your rocks off. Okay. If someone is not hitting something right, ladies, if he's not hitting that G spot, men, if she is cheese grating your dick with her teeth, tell her this, use it as an opportunity to help each other grow. And I think that people should do this more often. You know, we live in a society where sexual interaction is so frowned upon in a way that is, if you're not married, if you're not in a committed relationship, you a hoe. No, you're not. You're a human being. And human beings have physical attraction to each other, okay? We have a physical desire. It's our inner nature. And so I think that, first of all, we need to get rid of that stigma of, if you are a single individual right now in today's society, in today's world, and you want to be able to have your needs met, go have your needs met, okay? People forget that the concept, you're not supposed to date people to hop right into a new relationship right after that relationship. Being single is so valuable and so important. And I think that being able to also be sexually satisfied in that time is not necessarily a bad thing. Just stop being a judgmental prick, okay? Now, I'm not saying, you know, go get railed like you want to a train track. I'm just simply stating, I mean, if that's your thing, do you, I don't judge, but I'm just saying, at the same time, don't be afraid of getting outside of that box and thinking that the only friend that you have is the rabbit that is hiding in your bed stand next to you at this point in time, okay? Or in your car, if you're you're in your car. I know some of y'all be freaky on the go. I don't judge where you do your business. Just there's more out there than just the electronic pussy pocket pussy, whatever the fuck men call it, type situation. Okay, so let's get back to this. Let's get back to why these fake orgasms are so damaging to your sex life. Not only to your sex life, but you're fucking up someone else's sex life too. Think about this for a minute, okay? Men, if she is going downtown, right? And you are just like, there's no suction. It is like you are just fucking a gaping hole with no love. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Coddling. There's no coddling of certain male manhood going on. All right, it's not messy. It's not sloppy. It's not passionate. And you're just like, this is just not, I'm not here for it. I'm not, tell her this, because guess what? The next guy that she hooks up with is going to go through that same situation and it's probably going to hate it too. Ladies, same thing. If his head game is just like, the man is lost. The man be thinking that he knows what the clitoris is, but he be so far gone and so far wrong on all of that. Tell him this, direct him on this, give him that guidance to help out your fellow woman, because that next one night stand or that next girl that he's with does not need to suffer because you were too afraid to speak up. You know, like, help out your fellow American. It is officially, I'm making this a decree, okay? It is officially un-American to not give input if someone's sex game is just poor. I said it. It's officially un-American. It's not cool. So stop doing it. So we've officially covered why fake orgasms are completely and utterly damaging to today's society. Men, that goes for you too, okay? If she be telling you, daddy, come inside me, and you pretend to, or all the things, and you're making the grunt noises, and you're saying that you did, but you didn't, just don't do it. Tell her. I know that everyone's afraid of hurting feelings, but it is facts over feelings in here, guys. That's how we operate. We don't coddle, unless we're coddling, you know, certain things of the testicular variety, or the titties. You know, sometimes they deserve loving and coddling too, but stop coddling the feelings. Those, just be blunt. I know you might come off like an asshole, but there's a way to go about it that you're not a dick either. You don't have to be there and be like, oh, you suck at this. Just be like, hey, you know, maybe if you tried doing this, you know, we may get to a happy ending here a little bit faster. You know, we might both get something out of this. Because I personally, I don't know about you guys, but I get off from getting someone off, giving that service, okay? When you see that someone's enjoying what you're doing, that is such a confidence boost for so many people. And if we can, most of the time people may not admit it, but we can kind of usually tell when you're not really feeling it. And we'll kind of sit in our heads and be like, I wonder if did they really get off? I don't know. Just don't even give them that option. If you're not about it, then you're not about it. And that is okay. All right. So moving on from that particular aspect, I kind of want to reach out specifically to my couples here for a minute, okay? If you're married, if you're in a serious relationship, if you're just dating, all right, I don't mean to leave you single people out, but I'm gonna talk to them specifically for a minute. Stop not making time for your sex lives. I'm being so serious when I say this. I understand life happens, you get married, you have kids. All right, now you've got that 5 minutes where the kids are occupied with, there's a laundry room. If you got a door in your laundry room, go grab your significant other. You're having a quickie. I just decided that for you. We're not negotiating about it. We do not make that sexual, physical interaction a priority anymore. And I see so many couples lose passion in what they're doing and how they're interacting with each other, and resentments build because you lose that passion because people aren't making that a priority. Again, we live in a society where people say, well, sex isn't everything. No, it's not everything, but we're naive to think that it is not a huge part of how we connect with one another. It's just in a perfect Hallmark card world. Yes, you're right. We could just cuddle. And we could just hang out, and we could drink our hot cocoa together and snuggle on the couch. And those all have their place. I'm not saying that's not important. But sometimes you just got to take your woman to pound town, okay? Ladies, sometimes you just got to do the glit glit and let him go on his day. Like, it's part of keeping things fiery and alive in a relationship. And if that is not something you're willing to acknowledge, if that part of your relationship has died and you're not willing to acknowledge that, you are, in fact, the problem. If your partner is trying to communicate with you, hey, I want to feel connected with you in some way. For some people, not all, but for some people, that physical interaction is their love language. That's how they connect with their significant other. And if they become deprived of that, it can really impact their way of showing affection and their way of showing emotion in that relationship. Secondly, guys and women, when I say guys, I'm kind of addressing both of you, so I want to make that clear, but everyone wants to feel wanted. Everyone wants to feel desired. And people don't think about the psychological aspect of when you're not having sex with your partner, when you're not being connected with your partner physically. It affects your psyche too. Okay, are you not physically attracted to me anymore? Are you getting it somewhere else? Do I need to drop a few pounds? Like, it creates a psychological clusterfuck that no one really thinks about, especially if it's not your main focus. So really try to make time for the nasty, nasty. I get it, all right? You've got responsibilities. You've got things that you've got to do with your regular life, but try and cut out time for that. I'm not saying you got to sit down with a schedule, all right, and say at 6 o'clock it is dicking down hour. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is if you get the urge and the kids are occupied, or you get the urge and you know what, you're both having some alone time, the dog is out of the room and not giving you that awkward stare where he's physically watching you give your man a blowjob. If it's just you guys just chilling, take the time to pounce on that opportunity. Okay, just do it. It can be in the shower, all right? I know people say shower sex is overrated. It's not. It's not. Take the plunge. And if you fall and get a black eye, well, you know, it's a funny story for later. You can bond over that, okay? It's the dorky, awkward, weird shit that we bond over, and that's cool. But I don't understand. I don't understand why this isn't something that people discuss more. And I understand that it can be kind of annoying. It can be you don't want to piss them off. You don't want to feel them like they're just being used for sex. I get that, guys. But we also have to remove this ideology that being able to openly discuss sex with your partner, that should be a given. I'm shocked how many people are afraid to discuss their actual wants and desires with their sexual partners about what their deep, you know, dark, dirty secret is. And as you guys know, I've been very open about this on all of my platforms. I am, in fact, part of the kink community. I've been in the BDSM community for the past 4 to 5 years now. It's been life-changing for me, and that's not everyone's thing. But if you have that thing that maybe you seen that one time in that porno and you were like, I don't know why that everything downtown right now is happy, but it is. It may be some weird shit. It could be some shit that you're like, I'm embarrassed as hell about. But there is a situation, whether you are single and just have a casual fuck buddy, or whether you are married, especially if you are married, you should be discussing this stuff, okay? Because there's a freak in everybody, okay? I don't want to hear the, oh, that's just not really me. No. There is, in fact, a freak in every single one of you. The problem is you're not with a person that brings out that freaky side of you, okay? And if that's the case, that's something you need to address, okay? So all that stuff that you're currently thinking about right now, since I've started talking about your deep, dark, dirty secret that you're afraid to discuss, talk about with your partner tonight or tomorrow or sometime this week. Sit down with them and say, look, all right, I love you and you're great, but I need to share something with you and I need you to not judge me for it. If it's not your thing, cool. But I feel the need to express that to you because there may be a chance that you're down to try it. And if it works for both of you, you just upped your bed game by astronomical numbers and no one is settling anymore. You know, so there's also the concept of, okay, I've watched 365 D&I and I've watched 50 Shades of Grey, which, by the way, are terrible representations of the BDSM community. Please do not use them as an actual guide as to how that shit works because it's so, so, so wrong. But you see that, okay, your lady bits get excited, your man bits get excited, and you want to be able to incorporate this into your bedroom. Guys, I cannot emphasize this enough. Please do your research. Please do your research. We don't need any more people dying from asphyxiation or any of that shit. We don't need windpipes being crushed. There are, in fact, techniques to do these things, and that can actually be really, really fun to do with your partner. If there is something freaky that you're wanting to get into, but you're not really sure about how to go about it, take that time. Sit down together. Browse the interwebs. You may be shocked at what you find. You may come across things that are officially burned into your brain that you can't unsee, but now you are suffering together because you care, and it's beautiful that you care. But genuinely, guys, have those discussions. If you're a feet dude, okay, that's actually not that taboo. But if you're a feet guy and you think that she's going to judge you, just fucking tell her, okay? Now, I'm not saying your partner, the perfect partner, has to be into everything that you're into. But being open-minded to those things, guys, is paramount. You may not know that you like something until you try it. There is an endless list of things to try, from candle wax play to electric play, which, yes, actually involves physical electric shots, to blade play, or also known as knife play, okay? You don't necessarily have to be cutting into someone's skin. It can be used as sensation play too. There are tons of places to be able to utilize to learn this stuff. FetLife is a big one. If you are not on FetLife, you may want to check it out. You don't have to, I always recommend not putting up your real name or your real location, whatever, that's fine. But you don't have to put up a picture of yourself either, but just browse the site. See, type in a fetish that you may have that you're kind of afraid to talk about. Learn about it. Educate yourself on it. Find the right techniques. A lot of people will jump into bondage as a starting point for spicing things up in the bedroom. You can, in fact, do nerve damage with that kind of stuff if you're using rope, if you're using chain, if you're using handcuffs, okay? If you are not restraining your partner properly, you can end up actually causing a lot of permanent damage. So making sure that you're YouTubing it, it's like the internet is an endless place to find this information. And I highly encourage couples, I highly encourage single folk as well, go out and educate yourself as to what your kink is and finding what your kink is. And doing it properly. So that way, even if you are a single person and you would like to try this with a potential new fuck buddy, you have the ability to be able to teach them how to do that and know that you're going to be safe. That's the most important part about this. Don't be that couple that jumps into candle wax play and you don't research the proper candles to use. And then, you know, your wife ends up, or your husband, with like 4-degree burns on her booty. Like, no one needs that. No one needs that, all right? Let's say that maybe you're into all the floggy thingies, okay? You know, you're about that life, okay? Don't be hitting people in the thyroid. That's not good. You don't want to be doing that shit. That can end up with some severe damage. So make sure that you guys are doing your research on all the sexy things. It also doesn't necessarily have to be just going to Pound Town, guys. Like, this can be foreplay. I don't know what happened to the art of foreplay. It's gone. I don't know if it was because Tinder came around, and all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, we here to hit it and quit it. That's all we care about. Which I get it. For some people, that's what it's about. But like, the art of foreplay is everything. And it's not just physical. It can be mental. It can be verbal. It doesn't have to just be physical touch. It can be texting each other all day, getting hyped up for when it's, you're in the ring when you get home. You make that eye contact, you lock eyes, and you're like, let's go. Okay, why do you have clothes on? I don't understand why your pants are up with a belt right now. Like, that doesn't need to be a thing. That type of stuff, guys, can improve your sex life astronomically. People seem to think a lot of the time that it's just physical, and it's not. If you can mentally arouse someone, you would be amazed as to how much that elevates that physical experience when it actually gets there. If for my couples, all right, especially for my married folk, like I said, you may only have that 2 to 5 minutes to be able to get a little something from each other, use that for foreplay. Hype each other up. Get each other excited. So when the kids finally go to sleep and you can do all the things, now it's like, oh my goodness, my Lanta, all the stuff. Personally, edging can be a great thing where you get each other really, really worked up. You get each other to that cusp of, oh my goodness gracious, all the happy things about to happen. And then you stop. You just step back. You call all things off and you just chill. And that constant roller coaster of getting that high but not actually getting that off, that frustration that builds that hunger between the both of you where you just want to do all the things and rip each other's clothes off. So it's a matter of learning one another and being able to read one another and being able to read your partner and also read yourself, okay? It's not wrong to explore what works for you on your own. People, you know, when we think sex, we think a partner. We think someone else. We think two people. Or maybe 3 or 4 or 5, you know, whatever floats your boat, man. Like, I don't judge. Whatever, the more the merrier. Happy for you. But there's so much self-realization you guys can do on your own and finding that sexual fire within yourself. And maybe you were in a really boring sexual relationship and now you're single and you're like, well, it's just me now. I got the toys. You know yourself better than anybody. Your hands are going to know your own body better than anybody else. So take that time to really research yourself and find what works with you and then translate that over to your actual sex life when you have another partner. The second thing I'm going to say with that is stop letting your insecurities stop you from having a bomb-ass sex life. And I'm kind of talking specifically to my ladies right now, okay? And I'm going to talk to my big ladies right now, okay? As a former big girl, I used to be 320 pounds, guys. I get it. You think you're going to crush him. Okay, honey, if he dies, he dies. All right, he signed up for it. All right, if he suffocates because you're sitting on his face, if he dies, he dies. That just go by that whole mentality and you'll be fine. Confidence is everything. If you are in your head saying, well, no, I can't ride, or I can't do this, or I can't ride him like a bull because I'm big, quit that shit. All right, now there are different positions in which make that an easier situation for you to do than someone who is a tiny little something, but you are still fabulous, you are still beautiful, and honey, if he dies, he dies. If you break his hips, you break his hips. Like, he gonna die a happy man regardless. It's okay. And that also goes for any woman of any size. You know, if you guys have this fear that maybe you don't do something well, or that you don't feel like this is your strong suit, that's okay. Practice makes perfect, all right? So if your partner that you have is willing to say, hey, this may suck for a little bit, but I'm doing this for everyone's benefit. Work with me, guide me, give me instruction as to what I can do to make this better for you. And that's a question that everyone should be asking to all of their partners. What are your interests? I feel like a lot of people will hop into things and we don't really ask that question. We never really stop and say, how can I make this better for you individually? Everyone is different. So just because somebody likes something doesn't mean that every single person that you're with is going to enjoy that thing. So making sure that you're communicating with one another, hey, this is what I'm about, this is what I'm not about, and asking that question. I feel like people kind of just, you know, it's fine. If you've got chemistry with someone, that's awesome. And you guys just vibe, that's great. But it doesn't mean that it's bad sex if it involves a little bit of communication. You're not a mind reader. Neither one of you are. That's okay. Just as long as you're willing to communicate to find that groove and find that rhythm, that's what's so important. So, again, ladies, as I said, if you are insecure, men, if you're insecure, maybe you've got some physical insecurities, all right? Here's something that both men and women have to understand. If they're in bed with you, they're in bed with you. You didn't force them there, okay? You already made it. You got in the pants. You are interacting in this way. So that being said, anything that you have concerns about physically, they can see you. Let it happen. You've already passed that realm or that boundary of physical attraction. Okay, so stop. Get out of your head. Stop thinking, oh, they're going to see my fupa. Honey, I hate to break it to you. When he was feeling you up prior to you guys being in bed, he felt the fupa. He knew it was there. All right? Like that's it's well known. All right? That's what it is. Now, men, I get it. You know, sometimes you may be a little concerned that she's not going to be thrilled with what you're packing. I'm going to be honest with you about something. And my size queens, this does not pertain to you. I get it. You all about that deal that's endless. But as a female who has spoken to many other females about this, I think I can very confidently say a lot of us would prefer to have a 6-incher or even a 4-incher, okay, but you know how to use it and your tongue game is on point, then Mr. King Kong Schlong over here that is just depending on size but has no technique. Okay, there's a lot of dudes out here. This is specifically to the dudes out here. If you're packing, all right, and the Lord has blessed you with all the inches, but you have absolutely no idea how to use it and you're just walking around all big and happy because you got some serious man meat, that doesn't mean that you're winning, okay? Carl over here with 6 inches, okay, will gladly outshine you with his hip movement and his tongue game. So don't get in your head thinking that because you're packing meat that all of a sudden you're good. If I just wanted to be impaled, I would go back to the Middle Ages, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm not looking to feel like I just, you know, had my intestines rearranged and it's painful. Now, if you're doing that and I'm yelling your name the whole time out of ecstasy, that's a whole different situation. So I just wanted to give a little bit of hope to my smaller men out there, okay? It is not a lost cause for you, okay? So don't be getting in your head, okay? You might see her face drop a little bit, okay? If this is a one-night stand situation, you may see her kind of like, I was expecting more. But that is your time to shine, sir. That is your time to come through and be like, do not underestimate the underdog, okay? If you've got that skill set, and you've got that tongue game, and you've got that hand game, you may be the real MVP. You may go to number one on her booty call list that week. Okay, so just give yourself that hype. You gotta take confidence in what you're putting down. And the pipe that you are laying, have confidence in the pipe that you are laying. Don't let what you physically are working with decide your fate, okay? A tool is only as good as its operator. So, that being said, I'm glad we covered that. I feel like that's not something that we talk about a lot. I really hate the whole stigmas of size and all that shit, because it's such a myth. Like, when people say black guys have bigger dicks, no, that's a myth. That's a fucking myth, all right? I don't know who started that ish, okay? But that's a damn lie. Straight lie. I will say, though, in that aspect of size to certain activities that happen in bed, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay? Dudes, I know it. A lot of you hammer swingers out here, be real sad because women see it and they're like, you are not putting that in me. Like, that's not happening. Deep throat where? What's happening? No. Boy, bye. That's not occurring. Ladies, I do have a little tip for you on that. If you take your thumb of your dominant hand, you put it in your palm, and you use your other four fingers to squeeze that thumb while you were doing the deep throating services, you may be surprised as to how astronomically different your gag reflex is. You might be a tad bit more tolerant to it. So I know it may not work for everyone, but it does work for myself. And I know that it works for many others. So try that. If you are someone that is afraid of just taking it down your airways because of the fact that you hate the physical feeling of gagging, that may help you out. But dudes, you gotta be a little bit considerate, okay? Little Susie, all right, over here, you know, she's a tiny little thing, all right? She's barely getting air out for herself. You can't just be taking up all that space if that's not her thing. But I am also going to say this, honey. You cannot be asking a woman to go down on you if you are not willing to reciprocate the action. I said what I said. I understand everyone's got their thing, but like, we be doing the same things from that generalized region. So if you've got a problem with eating the vagine, don't expect blowjobs, man. Like, I mean, that's just, I feel like that's just common courtesy at that point. Don't be that asshole that's like, I'm just going to force your head down here. And no, I'm not going to put that time in. That being said, ladies, we've got to put in more than 2 minutes. All right, I understand you got lockjaw. Practice makes perfect. You have the things to practice on. You do. I know you do. I know most of you do. If you're in Texas, by the way, it is illegal for you to own more than 6 sex toys. Don't believe it? Google it. I am definitely breaking the law in that sense. So come arrest me and my things. But fun fact, regardless, ladies, we got it. We got to be putting in more time. All right. If he's willing to eat the perfection until you are yelling to the holy heavens, then we got to put in our time. Sometimes that's all they need, all right? You could do it while he's driving. You might both die, but you both die happy people. That's what's important here, okay? So, for real, reciprocate. Match energies, people. Match sexual energies. You gotta give what you get, you know? And if you're not giving a lot, don't be shocked when you're not getting a lot. That's a big part of that. I think a really fun way to also kind of explore that, get the Kama Sutra. Go through the fucking Kama Sutra. You'd be shocked, okay? There are some really interesting positions in that book. And if you don't have it, just get it. You'll thank me later. Just do it. If not, you're going to laugh while you're trying to get in these positions. Again, bonding. If you guys can laugh while you're having sex, then you're winning, okay? If you get all self-conscious in front of the person that is physically inserting themselves inside of you, like, I don't think they're the one for you, dude. You should be able to laugh when she queefs and all the things. Like, that should just be no cares in the world. We're both here to have a good time. That's the best kind of sex. When there's no hyper tension expectation, y'all are just, you're having a good one. That's what it should be about. So, as much as I want to drag this out, it's really not that complicated, guys. I knew this was going to be a shorter podcast just because of the fact that it's not that complicated. It's really not. This is a matter of communication, a matter of open-mindedness, and a matter of letting your freak flag fly. That's it. There's not a lot to it. And a lot of people want there to be this huge science to it. Yes, if you want to ask me, and I'm always open to your guys' specific questions on specific things, like the kinkster lifestyle. The difference between being kinky and actually being into the lifestyle. If you guys want me to do a whole segment on that, I totally will. If you guys have different questions about, I don't know how to get my woman in the mood when she says she's been out of the mood for 6 months, or I want my man to really, when I say choke me and not be terrified, ask me these specific questions. I will incorporate them into my podcast in the future. But today, we're more talking about the honesty of the bedroom, guys. And I just wanted y'all to know that it's okay to be honest. Say what you want to say. Ask for what you want. Give what you want to get. And everyone will be a happier person. So thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry it's a shorter one, guys. I'll be coming at you next Wednesday with another episode of Kate Unfiltered. As always, I love you guys. Make sure that you follow me on all platforms to stay updated. Instagram is _KateSpinson_. YouTube is The Southern Oreo. And you can look me up as Kate Unfiltered on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I will see you guys later. Have a great one.